Now, anybody, if you've listened to me for a while, you know, I have a real problem with quotas in the workplace and in politics and pretty much anywhere, to be honest. I just think, you know, business is pretty tough these days, as it always is. It's competitive. And you need to get the best person for the job. And also, there's a lot of political correctness around these days about what sort of language you should use. Some of it's very well-intentioned. Some of it's probably necessary. But at the same time, people get overly worried about what they say and possibly not necessarily focusing on the job at hand. Our next guest is an entrepreneur and founder of a thing called the Dream Collective. Sarah Liu, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. So what is your business? What does the Dream Collective do?
So the Dream Collective is a global diversity and inclusion consultancy. We operate across five locations, particularly in the APAC region, Sydney, Melbourne, Singapore, Tokyo, and Shanghai, working with businesses to help them build a diverse and inclusive workforce.
Righto. Now, is this something that businesses need to do more of or less of?
I think it is both, pretty much. I think, you know, listening to your introduction about, you know, all the quotas and all of that, I think I, you know, agree very much that I think what businesses need to do more is to focus less on the quota, focus less on the result, but focus more on the process. Because just by focusing on the results, which is the quota, the percentage of women you want to get in the boardroom, etc., it's not going to genuinely change the culture. What we need to be focusing on is building the right process and the right culture, and the results will come.
Okay. Shouldn't we just, though, in all cases, just employ the best person for the job, like whether they're male, female, black, white, Protestant, Catholic, Muslim, whatever?
100%. But the reality is, right now, that process is flawed. So I think we talk about meritocracy, and absolutely the best person needs to, you know, go into the job. And no one is saying that, hey, promote the wrong person just because they feel a gender quota or race quota. But the reality, if you look at it, how we go about getting jobs, right? So the different connections, the networks, hey, I went to school with this person, and also the kind of affinity bias that we tend to trust people who are more similar to us. And that is not anyone's fault. It's just the way that humans are wired from a behavioral science perspective to make decisions. So I think it's about just really as simple as recognizing some of it. And as an organization as well, we're very big on not being necessarily politically correct. I think that's created a lot of nervousness around the topic. People are not asking the right questions and not having genuine conversations. And as a result, many people, men in particular, we see feel that they're disenfranchised. So that's absolutely not the intent. The intent is very much to bridge the understanding, knowing that, hey, right now the system is flawed. Right now we're not necessarily employing the right person, the perfect person for the job anyway, because of how the hiring process is structured. So we need to just look at the process and making sure the process is right.
If humans are hardwired to tend to trust those who look and sound and are similar to them, so, you know, how do you overcome that, though, if it's hardwired?
I think we are, to be very honest, we're never going to be able to, quote-unquote, overcome it. What we can do is to manage it. And what I mean by that is, because precisely to your point, it's hardwired, what we need to just be mindful of is to make sure that we manage our decision-making process to be mindful and to be aware of the kind of biases that we have. You know, for example, you know, a scenario that we often share is that, you know, TropFest, the short film festival that happened, the film director finalist selected in 2016 had 5% women. And in 2017, they actually had 50% of the finalists were women. And what changed, you know, throughout that 12-month period? Nothing, with the exception of they changed the selection process where they concealed the name of the film director. So by like a blind selection, blind judging process, they were able to remove that unconscious bias, and we saw a drastic change in results.
All right, very interesting. Yeah, all right, thank you, Sarah. Sarah Liu, the entrepreneur and founder of the Dream Collective. I gather that for a lot of job interviews these days, when let's say you get, I don't know, 20 applications, you're not allowed to put your gender, you can't put a photo of yourself, you can't even put your name, you can't allude to like when you went to school, because that would give away your age. So the idea is you're supposed to ignore gender, age, ethnic background, and simply focus on the person's qualification and experience. I don't know though. I mean, if you say your experience goes back to the mid-1970s, chances are you're pushing 60 years old. Hard to conceal that. Okay, anything you like, 96900-693-131332. But again, I just don't like quotas, and yet they are being pushed upon us. Right now, it's 6:15.